All right. Good evening. Welcome to this gathering of people with interesting material to be provided by Winfrey and Terry Brown tonight. It's the Monday evening call. My name is Gijs Minderhout, calling in to the conference call from Magalia, California. It is today, April the 18th, 2016. I'm glad you're here. And we are waiting for Wynn and Teddy to show up here shortly. The helicopter has landed a few minutes ago. And I think Terry's here.
Yes, hi.
Hello, Terry.
And Wynn is here.
Wynn is here. Good evening, Wynn.
And Cleo is here.
Hi, Terry. Hi, it's Tom about the hurricane.
Yeah, we there's something, some very nasty weather going on around Houston currently. So
also, Madagascar has sustained winds of 160 miles an hour. Sustained.
Wow.
Right now?
Right this very instant on theweather.com. Everyone go to weather.com if you have a computer open.
Where is that?
Western Indian Ocean.
Oh yeah, goodness. This is ridiculous. This is like a super hurricane.
Where
well,
is it?
You know what? You know what, John? John?
What?
You got to fire the Elohim and find someone up there that can do a better job.
Good idea.
Good luck.
Oh my God! Look at look. All you see is red on the screen. It's just like this red eye. Oh my God!
All right. Let's mute everybody.
All callers are muted, and they can unmute themselves. This conference is being recorded.
Wynn and Terry in Sedona, April 18th, 2016. Yes, time is going fast, huh? And, you know, the world's going through changes, and these are not what unusual. Many of this stuff, these things were predicted in the reincarnation of Edgar Cayce, for those of you that read it, saying, things are going to happen, and people are going to be saying, oh, my God, how can this be? And some of us on this line think that because we ask the Elohim for things not to happen, that they should do what we say. But do you know that they don't tell me things. They don't tell me everything. And I don't want them to. I mean, I look at everything, and I try to figure it out myself. And I think, what would I do if I was up there and I had some kind of control over things? Now, one of the things is they do not have control over what people think and what people choose to do, because this realm is a free will realm, which is good. And each of you has that same control, making decisions and doing this, doing that, and no one's telling you what to do. I mean, well, maybe they are, but it's not positive sources in higher realms, that it's not me, it's not Terry, it's not the Elohim. And if you have somebody telling you what to do, then you better look at that situation, because that's going to stunt your growth. But things are happening. And I am fairly sure they're going to get worse. Hopefully, they're going to get worse before they get better. But there is no guarantee of that. And don't kid yourself. At least I don't kid myself. If you want to kid yourself, you can. But we live in a tricky time period. And many of you came here and came into this realm to contribute to this period and to contribute towards what we would call the number of people that graduate this realm. Whether the realm endures, whether the realm stays positive, we are going to do our best for that. But it doesn't always work. You know, we've read the story of Maltec exploding and everyone became a tangled mass. Prior, we had somebody that killed millions of people in Germany. We have our government going in, killing people and dropping bombs in the Middle East and torturing people and civilians. And unfortunately, because this realm is a free will zone, if somebody chooses to do something like that, they can oftentimes get away with it. And I've asked lots of questions about this. And from the Elohim's point of view, like one time I said, why don't we just get rid of the negative? And they said they would just come back in some future time period. And because you can't get rid of a soul, or if they can, if they could, they won't, all right? Because they would let the realm evolve. And they did say if enough people choose in a positive direction, then it gives them more leeway to do certain things. You know, another thing, a funny answer to when I said, what happens if we just get rid of all the negative? They said, you know, the cows ask us that for the humans. Of course, we eat cows. And we decide that cows don't deserve to live. And chickens don't deserve to live. Now, I'm not going to argue the point of whether they do or they don't. Some vegetarians are vehement that they do. But you know, we are creating ourselves, we are creating our world, we are creating our environment. And, you know, one of the things I'm going to talk about later is I'm going to talk about, again, this was in the reincarnation of Edgar Casey, where one of the chapters has to do with the media and watching television. And how many of you go home every day or sit around all day with the tube on? I went through a period of my life when I did that, but I can't watch TV hardly anymore. We don't even have TV service here. It's just boring. And if everything, how do they say it? In the reincarnation of Edgar Casey, it says the media is like a circus, and you are being programmed when you watch TV. And I'm amazed, even people in our group, sometimes they say things, and I know they're watching TV. From what I know now, almost nothing on TV is trustworthy. And I don't know all the answers, but I do know enough to have the strong idea, for example. And you can, you know, I look at all kinds of alternative sources on the internet because I want to have the best knowledge. We are influencing a small group of people, and I want my influence, our influence, to be as grounded in what's true as possible. Now, our job is not to go be, how would you say it, expose conspiracies. There's other people doing a good job of that. But I want to know what they are. And even the word conspiracy theorist is something which was invented by the negative because it makes it sound like it's a point of view rather than the truth. Now, is it the truth just because somebody has a conspiracy theory? That's where someone has to find someone they can trust. You know, one, I'll just write this down. If you really want to keep tabs, one guy who Terry happens to know for years, but she doesn't know, keep in touch with him, but 30 years ago, 40 years ago, she knew him, is a guy by the name of John Rappaport, J-O-N-R-A-P-O-R-R-A-P-O-R-T. And I think his website is called nomorefakenews.com. Terry, you know if that's right? Let me check it. He's very smart. He keeps tabs on everything. He writes lots of articles.
He ran for a political office in California at one time.
Yes, nomorefakenews.com. All kinds of articles. And I don't think anything controls him. I don't think he cares about notoriety. I think he's got a high sense of ethics, and et cetera, et cetera. And, you know, one of the things I want to do on this call, and I'm going to get back to this later, okay? But I am amazed at how many people like Hillary Clinton. Now, she just might be the best potential president. She might be. It's really hard because I don't think anyone that's running is great as a potential president. But I would in no way be enthused at her being president. And if someone's going to vote for her, then, in my opinion, see, I'm getting in trouble because we're a spiritual group, but I'm going to go through this later in the call. And the reasons I say this, okay, because this is one of those things, if you don't do the work to figure stuff out, then you're going to be deluded by what's going on the planet. And this is not a good time to be deluded because there's going to be all kinds of people making all kinds of claims. And do not get on a spaceship expecting to get saved. Do not go to a FEMA camp expecting food to be given to you. Better to starve. Because there's things that are being done that could actually damage your soul and your future lives. And it depends on the decisions you make. And if you make the wrong decision, you can go down the tubes. I am not going to tell you. I'm not going to make your decisions. I have my own challenge making my own decisions. But I will tell you, look things up on the internet. I'll say that up till now, John Rappaport seems like a highly intended person that tells it like it is. And I haven't seen anything up till now where he seems compromised, okay? But you may come up with another decision. But don't quickly call anyone a conspiracy theorist. Don't do that. That dismisses them. You know, you could call somebody a Catholic or a Protestant or a Jew, and those things are based on a certain amount of mythology. But in what's going on in the world, it either is or it isn't. Either there is groups working behind the scenes that have agendas that you never know about unless you study it. I mean, we see chemtrails. There's all this stuff on vaccines. There's all this stuff on GMOs. Have you read about it? Have you tried to figure out why they're doing it and who's doing it? You owe it to yourself to do internet searches. Just pick any topic and put conspiracy in. And that doesn't mean you have to believe everything. Look for things that cite facts. Look for people that don't seem to be attached to the attention they're getting. That's one thing is, some people do things for the attention and not for the cause, or not for the highest intent. So if somebody's getting off on the attention, then just put a question mark in there. What I do is I build files up in my mind, folders, and I keep putting things in them to say, do I trust this or do I not, you know? But in any case, we're going to get to it in just a moment. We had a big breakthrough yesterday because Terry was talking confidently. Now, for those of you that have been on our calls, and some of you have for years, Terry, you know Terry is very shy. She stays in the background. We did our Sunday call for 5 years and with Carla Rucker, and it was lucky to get Terry to say hello. And Carla really liked Terry. You know, if you like Carla, if you trust Carla, which I did, and of course Carla passed, but I wonder if she's listening. Hi, Carla. You there? We love you. But, you know, Carla is one of the most highly intended, ethical, loving people that walk this planet. And we were blessed to have her on our calls, on our Sunday call, for 5 years. And I never thought that would happen. I thought Carla would think I was an egomaniac, or she'd think Terry was channeling Orion's. And after being on our calls for a while, she made the comment that she never met anyone that understood the raw material as well as I did. And she made another comment that she trusted Terry's channelings. And that was a really big deal coming from Carla, because Carla is still changing the world. Her book is a consistent seller. Her material is available for free. And she's way more famous than I am, and yet she supported our calls. And why am I saying this? Because Terry was always in the background. Terry, like, put yourself in the background behind people that she thinks, you think they're better than you, right, Terry?
Well, I think they deserve support.
They deserve more. Like, you don't think your contribution is as good as theirs, right?
Well,
You know what? When Terry does contribute, you know, there's the channeling side of Terry, and there is the human side of Terry. And of course, we all are in awe of the channeling side of Terry and her ability to bring in such beautiful, clear transmissions from a source that says they created the universe. And the human side of Terry can be very challenging, for me even, because she's
yesterday
forgetful. I'm getting to that, okay? She's forgetful, she's spacey. Like her mother said, she'd forget her head if it wasn't attached to her. She can't remember how to unmute her phone, you know. And but, you know, Jesus said, you must be as little children to get into the kingdom of heaven. And part of Terry has mastered that quality. And yesterday, Terry, and we didn't plan this, okay? We didn't plan this. It's just we got into a conversation, and Terry started talking about some of her past lifetimes and that how she remembers, and this was a long time ago, like a million years in that kind of vicinity or something, maybe longer. She remembers when she was an angel and how people were coming up into the heaven worlds and she was working with them. And you know, when we talk about heaven worlds, it's not exactly like you might think of heaven as the Bible, but it's really like kind of an AA place for people that have been beat up in this realm. Can we say that, Terry?
Well, I wouldn't exactly call it an AA place. I mean, it's like a Grand Central Station to help people orient as to their next step.
Mm-hmm. So if you weren't on yesterday's call, Terry was talking about it, and I got so many emails from people that were really, really touched. And I think because all of us that are in bodies have a little anxiety about what happens when we die. And Terry can speak about this stuff with such authority that it helps take the anxiety away. And if you didn't listen to yesterday's call, I put a link on it in today's email. So today, this morning, I did a session with Terry, and I didn't have an intent. You know, sometimes we just do sessions to stay tuned up. And so I did a session, and I asked some questions about what Terry was talking about yesterday. And I said, is her memory accurate? And I recorded the session. And I said, geez, I'm going to play that today. Because if you were on the call yesterday, you'll want to hear it. So here we go. I'll tell you what, before I play it.
All callers are unmuted.
Anybody that was on the call yesterday want to make any comments about the call, besides Hives?
Great call.
It was unheard of information coming from this awesome.
This is Rebecca, and I'm really related.
All callers are muted, and they can unmute themselves.
I cut the last.
All callers are unmuted.
Go ahead.
Yeah, there was a lot of new information that we hadn't heard before, and that was very, very interesting, I thought.
Thank you. Thank you, John.
It was very comforting.
That's the word I was looking for, yes.
Comforting.
Very
okay.
Comforting.
Yes.
All callers are muted, and they can unmute themselves.
And I did that so that if any of you didn't listen to the call, I sent the link out today. And I am amazed, I am truly amazed in the work that we're doing, how we keep blazing new territory. And that we have such amazing resources. And some of you know this. It's easy to take it for granted because we're here so much. Oh, it's just Wynne and Terry again. But if you really take a look at it, we are bringing through stuff that has never been brought through in the history of mankind. And we're doing it, and you're there, part of it. You're helping to hold the energy for it. So, thank you. And here is not yesterday's call. This is like the 7-minute session I did this morning.
April 18th. Is Terry fairly accurate on her memories of heaven?
Well, some things have changed since she has left heaven, and they have techniques and modernizations that she is not yet aware of.
Mm-hmm. Could you tell us about them?
There are greater potentials for connection than there were before between heaven and people that are asking. Better means of connecting and feedback to tell where a person is at in their transition and if they are aimed towards heaven. To keep better track of them, to dispatch the angels. the technique of when an individual is seeking to connect, the connection can be made easier and bring them in on the frequency to heaven.
So, if we assume heaven is a place where people are worked with and they meet their old friends and family, is it one place or are there different locations?
There are different locations, like one of them is the gardens where one can go and meditate, and it is connected with heaven. Another place is the library. Another place is the schooling for occupations, for training, where someone has had like, for instance, if they were a cook in the life on Earth, and then they come there, then they can take a place having that particular occupation in cooking for the angels, sharing their creative ideas and helping them integrate without loss of connection.
How many individual souls can heaven cope with? And is there a heaven for Earth and a heaven for other planets? Or is it all one place?
You ask many questions at one time.
Okay. How many souls does heaven deal with at one time?
There are heavens for different planets. That are particularly sort of geared for the individuals of that planet. They are loosely connected. There are approximately 20,000 to 40,000 angels at any one time working with individuals who cross over. Not everyone who passes on crosses over. Many stay in the earth realm as a ghost. It is a special occasion when one comes over. If more angels are needed at any one time to deal with a mass exodus of people, then there are like reserves one can call up.
Mm-hmm. And are the Elohim supplying the angels? Are they part of the Elohim group in general?
No. Angels. And angels in training have migrated there by their own gift of giving and wishing to learn more about working with people and helping people on their path. They are not necessarily Elohim or any other group. There are people that have learned about heaven and or have maybe even didn't know about heaven, but have the inclination to help people.
Mm-hmm. Is the heaven realm for Earth connected to the vibrational field of Earth?
Yes, it is.
And it's kind of physically in the vibrational field of Earth. Could we say?
Not really. It is has a connection, but it is not stuck in Earth's vibration. Earth's vibration more is stuck in heaven.
I see. Well, say, for example, if there was an atomic bomb that went off on Earth, it wouldn't affect heaven.
Just if you would affect heaven.
Pardon me?
Yes. It would affect heaven.
It would?
Yes. It would jar loose connections with Earth. It would loosen the bonds. The bonds are very delicate, connecting individuals. It would vibrate clear through heaven and jar loose connections that would need to be reestablished.
Okay. All right. I think that's all for the moment, and thank you for coming. Anything else that you'd like to tell us that's important to hear?
We appreciate your work immensely, and the more that you can stay on the connected path, the greater the reward, the greater the bond.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
All right, Ben.
Hi, Terry. Hi, guys. I'm getting a case of terryitis, so I was muted. Terry, you want to make any comments before we move on?
From my own standpoint, that's really good because then they let me know some of the things that have been updated and things aren't static there.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Everything is in motion, huh?
Right.
Yeah. Okay. Well, now we're going to go into the political aspects of this. And I really have to do this because it's like, it feels to me like people are believing the TVs. People do not, you guys, I'm talking about you guys, some of you know this, some of you know it, okay? But a lot of you don't. And I'm going to say this like it's true. I don't have time to spend 2 and 3 hours backing it up. So I'm not saying it from, you know, like, you can back it up yourself. You should back it up. But essentially, we have a cabal. We have secret organizations. We have bankers. We have politicians. And they are running this world for their agendas. And essentially, whoever becomes president is going to have to end up most likely being controlled by this cabal. And they're a cult. And they are, don't kid yourself, they are in control. The division between the presidency and the cabal and Congress is almost transparent. But it has to be presented in such a way that you don't know that. You have to do a lot of research to realize how much that is the case. And that, as far as I can, and I might even be wrong on this, but the last president that tried to be independent of the cabal was John F. Kennedy. And as I recall, he was planning on redoing the Federal Reserve. And the Federal Reserve is not part of the government. It's a private corporation. And it controls money. And the CIA makes millions, if not billions, of dollars selling drugs. And George Bush's father was one of connected to Hitler and the funding of Hitler, George Bush Sr.'s father. The Beatles were part of something called social engineering, which is so huge, and most of us are at the effect of it. Social engineering is where they spend billions of dollars doing trend control in society. And many of you, don't know that. And part of you, if you don't know that, you don't understand it, there's a good chance that you have been trend controlled, that some of your belief patterns that you take for granted are part of being trend controlled. And let's just look at it and say that if we go back to, let's start out with the 60s, and we start out with the left wing, the anti-war movement, hippies, the New Age movement. All of it has been tremendously trend-controlled. There was a manipulation in all of it to have a certain outcome. And part of the outcome was to break down society, to break down the family unit. Because people are strong in a family unit. People, and to divide so everyone is separated. Women's lib was part of social engineering. You can look up any of this. Just look up women's lib, social engineering, if this is shocking you. And it's it's a huge phenomena, and it's going on right now. And it is so enormous, this thing of social engineering, that because you have been socially engineered, because you have, and me as well, I mean, I was part of the 60s. I was part of the idealism of hippies, the idealism of New Age. And as I started going into it, go look up New Age, social engineering. I said, this can't be true, okay? Like all the music of the 60s, which was very inspiring to me. Crosby, Stills, and Nash. It was all connected. And 1984 and Aldous Huxley, Brave New World, it was all part of a huge manipulation. And it has gotten now so huge that I don't know all the things they do, but I know more than I wished. And it's like you cannot watch the media without being socially manipulated, without getting involved. You can't believe anything, very little, on the news. And I just, you know, the world is in a critical period, and each of you has to get sharp enough to make decisions, to make good decisions. And you have to start studying now all of this stuff, because if you follow the wrong path, you very well could end up in the wrong place. And part of me that was inspired to talk about this was Hillary Clinton. Because I have been tracking her for a long time. And this is not just a political thing. This is not like whether I'm a Democrat or Republican. I mean, I thought when Bill Clinton got elected, he was really open. He was loving. He had a warm smile. Everything seemed hunky-dory. And who was after? He seemed like a pleasant release from people like Richard Nixon, et cetera, et cetera. And, you know, when I started researching all of these people, one of the things that came up, and don't just listen to me, take notes on this so you can do your own research. One of the things that came up was that when Hillary and Bill was the governor of Arkansas, and there were an incredible amount of people that had unusual deaths around Hillary and Bill, and for a number of different reasons. And many of the people that died, were people, now keep in mind, Clinton was a, how can we say it? A playboy, okay? He was having all kinds of relationships. And that there was a big effort that his philandering should not come into the public. I'm sure Hillary knew about it, but he was going to run for president, and people were suing him. And so the people that happened to die around them were people that were his bodyguards, were their accountants. Everyone that had information on them that could get them in trouble was disappearing. And you can look it up, okay? Okay. I'm looking at here. I don't know if all these were, somebody compiled a list of 90 suspicious deaths of individuals close to Bill Clinton while president. Now, I have looked at this many times, and it just couldn't be coincidence. There had to be some agenda that came, in my opinion, from Bill and Hillary. Let's see here. What do we got here? Kathy Ferguson, ex of Arkansas trooper Vanny Ferguson. She was engaged to the trooper. Vanny Ferguson allegedly exploited Paula Jones to Clinton's hotel room. And Kathy was vocal about her knowledge in the case and was to be a corroborating witness for Paula Jones in her sexual harassment case against Clinton. Allegedly, she shot herself behind her left ear. Attorney for Dan Lassiter, suicide. Allegedly jumped out of a building to kill himself. He represented Dan Lassiter, a close friend of Bill Clinton, who was indicted on drug charges and sent to prison. Ronald Rogers, dentist for the Clintons, killed on way to interview with a London Sunday Telegraph reporter to reveal information. Herschel Friday, Clinton attorney and fundraiser, plane blew up. Ed Wiley, allegedly shot himself in the head in Virginia, real estate attorney and manager of Clinton presidential campaign, a finance committee. Now, of course, anyone who's into the finance committee knows of all the improprieties that might have gone on. Luther Parks.
May I add my Spanish? What Vin had spoken about earlier, you know, what's going on, you know, it sounds very unbelievable. It was to me as well. But when you, the deeper you dig, the clearer it gets with the negative part. And Vin, may I do a request? How about if we raise the vibration here shortly and surround love light for those people in Texas and Japan and Ecuador?
Okay, what do we got? Let me go 3 or 4 minutes and more into this, okay?
Right.
I'm not going to go through all 90 people. But if you notice the pattern here, all these people were killed who had inside information that they could have used against the Clintons. And Hillary, you know, she was doing all these emails on her home computer. Vince Foster was supposedly her lover, who committed suicide, who knew all this stuff about their finances. I mean, this woman is running for president, and people are enthused, and they think, what a beautiful smile. And it infuriates me, because I personally know, I'm sorry, guys, you know, I don't usually do this. I'm doing this Monday. I decided I was just going to get it off my chest, that please, 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 go on the internet and look this stuff up. Now, just for equal time here, if we look at Donald Trump, I don't find, I found an article here in the Washington Post, which is one of the newspapers that's controlled by the cabal, saying, it's okay for a politician to be dishonest. You can go look it up. And they're kind of saying it's okay for Hillary to be dishonest because all politicians are dishonest. Okay. Donald Trump is, I don't think he's unethical. I don't find, maybe if I looked long enough, I find it. He just is, makes dumb statements, you know? I have a bunch of his dumb statements. A lot of people sit down and discuss their lives. Things like, are they happy? But it's not like that with me. I don't think positively. I don't think negatively. I just think about the goal. But it's not like I sit down and write goals. I just do things. Here's one. I'm really a smart guy. I'm intelligent. Some people would say I'm very, very, very intelligent. Maybe that's okay for him to say that. It's better than killing people that know about your sex life. he's definitely... I have black guys counting my money. I hate it. The only guys I want counting my money are short guys that wear yarmulkes all day.
Very blunt.
Yeah. I will be phenomenal to the women. I mean, I want to help women. Oftentimes, when I was sleeping with one of the top women in the world, I would say to myself, thinking about me as a boy from Queens, can you believe what I'm getting? Okay. Well, you know what? He is being honest. He is being honest. I mean, women are not going to like it, okay? Women, you have to treat them like shit. What, guys?
He seems to have said, if you vote me for president, I'm going to tell you who brought down the World Trade Center.
I believe he did say that. But in any case, this is not an easy election, okay? And I don't think it's pretty hard to get passionate about anybody that's running. I haven't studied Bernie Sanders, to tell you the truth, okay? He seems like one of the most ethical guys, maybe, but I don't know. I haven't studied him. I don't know if he can be effective. He seems a little slightly meek. But, and can he stand up against the cabal without getting killed? The only positive about Trump is that he can hire his own security force, and maybe he would rise to the occasion.
Let's go into
Hillary.
Let's go into prayer.
All right, guys, thank you for letting me go through that. I'll probably get all kinds of emails from people that love Hillary. And this is, consider all of this separate from our spiritual work, okay? Even though everything is spiritual and that you guys have to be able to make decisions about things. And I just wanted to encourage people to study the Internet because the answers are on there. So let's now take a moment, bring the light in, bring our sources in, create a group energy, and we've had an earthquake in Ecuador on the Ring of Fire. We've had two earthquakes in Japan on the Ring of Fire. Where was the other earthquake, Hayes?
There was another, I guess, a volcano also in Japan.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have the bad weather going on currently around Houston in Texas.
Mm-hmm. So let's just put all those things in the light.
Also, there's bad weather in Madagascar.
Madagascar?
Yeah.
Okay. We just send the light to our entire planet for healing, for upliftment, for positive choices, for the quality of compassion, for the quality of strength to hold together, and the quality of our own strength, our own individual strength, to hold true, whatever happens. And special love to Hive for making sure I end this on a positive note. And let's see here.
Let's see, world peace surrounded by the love light. Peace within families, peace between countries. Peace within our own hearts.